Okay, it's going to QSY to 144. Yeah, where should we go to, Andrew? Sorry, I'm getting all flustered. Yeah, okay, Andrew, QSY to left. Yeah, oh well, 2.5 watts in the antenna 15 foot up in the air, so not bad. Yeah, okay. I do have tuning you in a bit myself, but I've got no idea how to do it. We'll leave it out here.
Can't see, but it's looking like working anyway.
Yeah, the radio has got a clarifier on it, but it's quite straightforward. I'm nearly sure I read the manual really, but after it's been on for about 5 or 10 minutes, the egg meter drops down to where it should be and the audio comes up through the speaker, so it's been on for a while. It's been on all afternoon actually, so at least it can't work in any way. It's not too bad. M0NRD, M0SEM. Yeah, oh, that's good to look at. I don't know if you've seen Facebook or not. I've heard GD3VHF on it today from Ken, so it's, you know, to hear the beacon, not see it too bad. Obviously that was to be at 15 foot above the ground as well, so, I'm quite pleased with it, but I don't have a complication in it. I don't really need it. I've got the 897, but we'll use it for the time being. And see what happens. M0NRD, M0SEM.
Andrew, S7 on the collinear. Not a very good collinear though, I don't think. It doesn't seem to perform very well. It's about 30 foot up. And I think I'm running 25 watts, I'll turn it down a bit maybe. But I've got you, no problems. You're about an S6. But no problems at all. To be honest, the signal's not much different to what it was just then with the on sideband. So, M0NRD, M0SDM. Yeah, nothing heard. Yeah, I'm on the 897. So it best not be humming. I'd be upset if it was humming. But the radio that hums, the Alinco, the UK dealer, I'd never heard of the model. So I emailed Japan, and they told me which mic to buy, so I bought a Chinese copy. Whether it'll be any good or not, I don't know, but £15 delivered. I thought it's probably worth a gamble. And then we'll take it from there and see what happens.
Mike 6, Echo November. M6 here, and return, and yep, no problem, mate. You're coming through lovely and clear. If Stuart wants to give us a quick transmission, see if I can hear him.
Yeah, M6ENN from M0SDM. Good evening, Sean. You're coming through fine with me, nice and clear, S6, so no problems at all. How well is your copy of me, Sean, from M0SDM?
Yeah, we've got you coming through S7, mate. No problem at all, lovely and clear. In fact, it's the clearest I've ever heard you. Which set are you on, Stuart?
I'm on the 897, but they're running 25 watts, which, is plenty enough. But I'm using my Westflex 103 coax as well, so that's probably helping. And the collinear's gone up a little bit. The feeder used to be a bit of RG58 joined to a bit of 213, so it wasn't ideal. But it did the job, kind of. But we've made a few alterations. M6ENN from M0SDM.
M0SDM from M6ENN. Yeah, no problem, mate, on that one. Pretty eventful day really, what we want to another. I had a handheld out in Lincoln, would you believe I managed to hit the repeater with a little bow thing, the repeater at Chesterfield, would you believe, of all places.